This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, whenever, wherever you're listening to us. I know a big part of our audience is not listening live because of the time change, and so most of you aren't even hearing this live, but you're hearing it, but it's delayed, and the time change, but we're all together. It's kind of a weird paradigm, a Groundhog Day kind of thing or something, I don't know. It's 2/20/2018. The month is going right on by. The weather is getting warmer. Thank goodness. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. So glad to be with you. Great guest today. Now, you all seem to respond when he comes on and have great questions, great insight. Kelby Smith from His Advocates. We're going to talk even more about U.S. citizen versus American versus national versus these legal terms get thrown out. People go back and forth. What is a sovereign? What is a sovereign citizen? What isn't it? All these kind of things, I think, let's at least have the discussion and bring up these points. And it is a bigger point of this beast system, this global Babylon, mystery Babylon, New World Order kind of system has been concocted to pull us from our heritage, pull us from natural law, pull us from land, you know, the law, Constitution is the law of the land, pull us off that and put us into something else, the Roman civil law pattern where we're subjects. And in America, that's just not cool. It's not legal either. It's not lawful. And so he's going to be on and we're going to talk about some of these things, some different ideas and concepts to think about who you are. And that's so important because the New World Order is absolutely obsessed with letting you know who you are from their point of view. Subtly, and then when they got you, then they got you. And so we don't want that. We want everybody to be free. We want everybody to be a real American with all their rights intact and their protections under the law, what our founding fathers did. Obviously interesting still. Watching corporate media, everything involved with that, talk about the shooting in Florida and the gun discussion. Now, you remember when Scalise, Representative Scalise, was shot in Virginia? One, let's not forget that the only thing that stopped all those congressmen or majority of them from being shot was that somebody else had a gun. Bodyguards were there and shot the guy. Let's not forget that, okay? Somebody with a gun stopped somebody with a gun killing people. That's what happened, and only one person was really critically hurt, Scalise. And you remember corporate media's kind of response to that and how unsympathetic, and well, now that's totally changed. Now these poor victims, these poor children, and yes, nobody wants their children to get shot at school. The concept, the idea that Americans have guns, we're riddled with guns, is only partially true. And it's only partially true in one paradigm. Yes, it is a fact. There are more guns in America than people, than adults, certainly. Yes, that's true. But it's more like, you know, 5 to 10% of the population each own about 5 to 10 guns apiece, and then 1 or 2% of the population owns a rest or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe 30, 40% of the population have guns or they're sitting there. It's not a part of their everyday life. The Founding Fathers' guns, of course, by necessity, partly, guns were a much bigger part of their life for hunting or what have you. The reason I bring that up, because we have this idea, well, guns are everywhere and it's not stopping violence. Guns aren't everywhere. Guns weren't at this school. Guns aren't in Chicago and Baltimore so much, where all the people with guns, the violent people, are just mowing other people down and murdering them. Guns aren't everywhere. And believe me, if everybody was armed and trained and it became a priority to them, these things would just go away like that. Kennesaw, Georgia, of course, here's another statistic in the early 80s. They made it a law in Kennesaw, statute, city statute, that homeowners had to have guns. Home burglaries went down 90%. Yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it? Taking away guns only incentivizes the criminals because they don't follow laws. There's obviously a law against shooting people, right? How did that law? Laws don't help people. Laws don't save people. How does that law make that young man not hurt those people at the school in Florida? Well, okay, say, well, he wouldn't have a gun. All right, well, in China, they use knives, and they just go on stabbing sprees. Yeah, that happens quite a bit. So if he would have brought a machete or a knife, a steak knife, and gone stab people, what would that have been different? Now, another idea, they think the people who are advocating gun control, and notice how the discussion has been quite a long time about we need common sense gun control. We need, you know, all the while, you know, that they're just frothing at the mouth to get our guns and to eradicate the Second Amendment. Now they're not even hiding it. They're saying, no, we got to repeal the Constitution and repeal the Second Amendment. Nope, 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 nope. The NRA is killing our children. The Second Amendment is killing our children. Our adherence to some mythical principles from the 18th century are killing our children. Really? Really? I thought it was a nut job that took a gun, and I thought he's the one who killed the people. But whatever, I digress. He was in a government school for years. The cops had been to his house 36 times. The FBI had been called on, investigated him. He was obviously a problem. The children at the school, the students at the school, they all knew he was a bad seed. What do you want to say? I mean, I don't want to label the kid, but this is what they're saying. They all knew this. They all knew he was a problem. And the government, with all their ability, with all the laws, statutes, what have you, that are on the books, could they stop this? Did they stop this? Did they have any effect on making this not happen? Did they do anything? Whenever the government declares war on something, war on poverty, war on drugs, war on illiteracy, war on cancer, we've heard all these, war on terrorism, how has every one of those went? How's every one of those wars, how have they went? The government's going to do something. Government never does anything, ladies and gentlemen. Have you learned that from history? They just screw it up. I mean, 99 out of 100. Or 95 out of 100. Whatever. 9.5 out of 10. The discussion is getting pretty violent. And the other side, they're feeling more empowered and emboldened as never before. Yesterday, back by the broadcast, I was pretty direct, pretty on edge, pretty impassioned. I can see this. I have seen this. I've tried to prepare you the best I can from what I've seen. Obviously, you have to make your own opinion. There is an onslaught, a tsunami, a wave, and all of it's designed to make you a human, a beast, who has no inheritance, that is cattle, and then through natural selection, you are going to be ruled by some kind of serf. You're going to become a serf to a ruling class that is going to control your rights and make decisions for you because you're too stupid and not can't be trusted to make them yourselves. That the Bill of Rights has to be eradicated. The points, let's back up. We've seen a billboard, graffiti in Louisville say kill the NRA. CNN and the like are saying the NRA are child killers. We've seen George Clooney donate $500,000 to March for Our Lives, and they got these catchy names. The push, the full court press is on to think that they can make some headway in this. And the principles that we would be giving up to give in to them at all, there is no reconciliation on these points. It's like, well, let's have diversity, and let's have agreement, and let's be undivided. We're so divided. You're darn right we're divided. Because you think I owe you something. You think you can control me. So of course we're divided. And we're never going to be unified as long as you keep that untenable position. We will never be unified. Never. I am sovereign. I am divine. I am endowed by a creator. The heavens, the universe, God, the Bible, everything that most of America holds dear has deemed me and you, go look in the mirror, as a sovereign position in this country. And you are the government. And so political power is held at the point of a gun, as Mao Zedong said. So if you don't have guns, or if that's restricted, or if you have to ask permission, or if you need some kind of permit, then where is the political power? It just got ripped from you. the, you know, I think it's CNN. I don't want to blame them for something stupid they've done. They do enough on their own. I think it was CNN, but the context of how they're going after the NRA and now making lists for the politicians who receive NRA money. And NRA, believe me, I have some problems with them, but this is a focal point of what's going on. I believe that conservative voices are starting to sway and they're moving a little bit on this discussion. I've talked with several of you. I've got emails with my friends, whatever. They're starting to be a little, maybe we need some, here's common sense. Maybe we need to do what? I believe that you need to be hardened and to be ready whenever you hear this discussion come up to reply with 2 or 3, 4 points immediately. I'll give you 2 or 3. One, how many constitutional rights do we have? And this is why I have said this over and over about the second, when people say Second Amendment rights. We do not have any Second Amendment rights. We have protections of our natural rights. We have Second Amendment protections in the United States of America. The extension of our charter. That's one. We don't have Second Amendment rights. We have natural rights. So immediately the discussion is not about, well, we need to change the Constitution. Who cares? I don't care if you erase the Constitution. I still have natural rights. We just declare it, and it's a law in this country. The other countries, they're just so wicked they can't even recognize that. And now America is so wicked that we're starting to erase that. We don't have any Second Amendment rights. We have natural rights protected by the Second Amendment, protected by the Constitution, which holds us where we are. The LA Times, one of the most liberal publications there is, even they admitted in 2016, 67,000 plus crimes were stopped by an American having a gun. Rape, murder, theft, all that. 67,000. Just that fact alone, add to the fact that Japan did not invade the U.S. soil, which would have undoubtedly cost millions of American lives. They would not invade because every American had a gun. The famous quote, there would be a gun behind every blade of grass, by Yamamoto. These points. When you're talking about 17 students, I'm not belittling their death. I am sorry for their death, if it's even real. I mean, who knows at this point? Operation Gladio, just reference those. Las Vegas, Sandy Hook. I mean, a lot of questions here. Let's assume for this discussion that's real. I'm sorry. It's awful. It's terrible. It is statistically absolutely insignificant when you compare the other side of the possibility of not having an armed populace. You can never enslave somebody against their will if they are armed. That is what our founding fathers knew. That's what this is about, period. Governments killed 270 million people in the 20th century. Government did. Not some lone shootman. Yeah, we'll be right back with the news. Stay tuned.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are we going to listen to our founding fathers, or are we going to listen to a bunch of chicken neck youth that have been going to school all their lives, and they're taught that they're evolved from monkeys and single-cell organisms, and that they're not divine, and that the government's great, and that socialism is fantastic? Are we going to listen to them? Who's going to be the adult in the room? And then what's important, and what's really important? Yeah, we better. You know, people who are retirement age, what's going to happen in 10 or 15 years when you're not here anymore? Or when you do, God forbid. What's going to happen in America? Want to hear from you. I've been given the number wrong. I apologize. And people have emailed, have trouble getting in. The number is, I got it right, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Well, we want to hear from you. What's your opinions? What's going on? What's most important to you? Anything. Or just to say hello. Love to hear from you. Need to hear from you. I know a lot of you are not live, but those who are live, give us a call. 866-582-9933. Also make you aware, 582-9933. Yes, that's it. Our gold sponsor is Andy Gauss. I don't know why they keep playing that damn gold commercial during our show. They said they were not going to play it, whatever. Our gold sponsor is Andy Gauss. He's one of the good guys. Buy from the good guys. He has a great Power Hour special if you're interested in some gold or silver, and frankly, who wouldn't be? So whether you're a beginner or a seasoned buyer of gold and silver, Andy Gauss can take care of you. He will educate you. He will teach you. He'll give you the options so that you can make an informed, good decision you feel comfortable with. He's not going to push something down your throat. That's what I can't stand. That's one of the reasons we have Andy, plus who he is and what he stands for. 1-800-468-2646 is Andy Gauss's phone number. So give him a call and ask for the Power Hour special, 1-800-468-2646. Getting to the news, Iran officials finally found the wreckage of the deadly plane crash, if you remember that. The plane that went down in the mountainous part of the country, they used drones to find it. Those drones are becoming handy. And then so I'm sure the government's going to find them real handily here pretty quick, too. The Dallas mayor pro temp urges NRA to find a new home for their convention. Now, the NRA can't come to Dallas all of a sudden. A leader in Dallas politics does not want the NRA to meet in his city. Dwayne Carraway is urging the NRA to find a new home. He's the mayor pro temp for its annual convention. He says the meeting is not appropriate in Dallas in the wake of last week's school shooting in Florida. So it's the NRA's fault. It's the NRA's fault that the government didn't stop this crazy nut job killing those kids, even if that story's true. It's the NRA's fault. What happened to responsibility? You know, what happened to that? God, this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, this fight. And I urge you, I implore you, I beg you to get involved in the discussion. If you hear anything come up, do you know how when you bring something up to your friends and you're kind of thinking about something in your mind, you know, and you're kind of going back and forth a little bit, and then your friend looks at you kind of with that cross look, kind of backs up and wrinkles their nose at yours or their eyes and, like, you know, looks at you like, what are you talking about? Are you for real? You know that look, and then it immediately snaps you back like, oh, okay. Well, that's what you have to be to these people who are going to say, well, we need to do something. See, you need to be that. What are you talking about? We need to do what? Yeah, I mean, let's do something. Let's arm the teachers. Let's say let's not make them gun-free zones or whatever. That's why I implore you. You have to be that check. Because the discussion, it's building momentum, and they are putting the full court press on now. I've said this enough. I've said my piece. I'm going to get off the soapbox here and finish the news. The Dems fume as Trump pushes low-cost Obamacare alternative health plans. You know, a big thing was, let's have some competition. Let's provide some alternative health care insurance options for people, not this Obamacare ripoff job tax. The Trump administration moved today to allow health insurers to sell low-cost, less comprehensive medical plans as an alternative. This can only be good news. Competition, alternatives, choice only can be good. You know, isn't that funny how the socialists, they love choice when it's about killing a baby, but they don't love choice when it's about buying insurance. Choice for a baby, no choice for health insurance, no choice for guns, no choice for your rights. You see that? Ugh. Disease Streets, an NBC Bay Area investigation reveals a dangerous concoction of drug needles, garbage, and feces lining the streets of downtown San Francisco. My word. The investigative unit surveyed more than 150 blocks, including some of the city's top tourist destinations, and discovered conditions that are now being compared to some of the worst slums in the world, right in San Francisco. My word. We're going to finish the news after this break. Please call if you got something on your mind. 866-582-9933. We'll finish the news, and then we'll have Kelby Smith from His Advocates coming up towards the
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Joining us here, I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, we're going to have Kelby Smith from His Advocates talk about America, our law, difference between land, property, all these words, what they mean, the difference between a U.S. citizen and American, American national, and have that discussion. I think it'll be pretty interesting, at least eye-opening, certainly. And also like to make you aware of thepowermall.com. We got a new special. You guys loved the special last week. You took advantage of it. We have so many always adding products, the krill products, the vitamin E, the alpha lipoic acid R, you know, like Sherry Rogers said, the R. We did a 10% off last week. This week, if you spend $150, Jay is keeping track of it, has a special log, especially for you guys who buy, you know, every couple months or whatever, semi-regularly, every quarter, every 6 months, whatever. You know you're going to buy again. If you buy $150 worth of product this week, your next purchase will be 15% off. That's a deal. So purchase $150 this week, your next purchase will be 15% off. That's a pretty good special. All those products that you know and love from 20 plus years, Dr. Group's products, Robert Tactalian, the Vitamir products, the Good Health Naturally, which I just love, the Dr. Group, the, you know the products. For 20 plus years, this has changed your life. Support us. We appreciate it. Buy from the good guys. And the gold. And Andy Gauss. Give him a call, too. If you want gold and silver, he's got a great special. Ask for the Power Hour special or ask for the information. You may want some information. And so he'd give free educational material. Either way, great. 1-800-468-2646. Power Hour special. And for Jay, for the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And please, isn't it time that we all put the Bill of Rights on our refrigerator? And we have the magnets. If you want to buy a bunch of them, tell Jay you can get a special on them and give them out. A great way to introduce people. You got to be the change you want in the world right now. You got to be the difference. So take advantage of those. We'll finish up with the news, and we have a couple of your calls before we go to Kelby. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Ann in Missouri, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Ann?
Hey. I've just been loving all this talk about, you know, how they want to take guns. It's just pissing me right off. But a good point is when a cop kills someone, they never blame the gun. You know what I mean?
Oh, good point. Good point. That's a real good point. You never hear that. It was the gun's fault when the police have a gun.
Right. And another thing is, all these children on psychotropic drugs that you're seeing that are shooting up places or whatever, there's more and more kids out there being put on these psychotropic guns or drugs. And if they want to take away our guns, how scary would that be as these kids get older and what all these pharmaceutical drugs are going to do to their brain?
Does it bother you? Let me ask you the discussion about evolution, the idea that we came from a one-cell organism and what's been taught in school and how we've evolved and all we are is animals. I think this is so important in this discussion. Do you have any thoughts on that? Does that mean anything to you?
Whoever believes that, it's ridiculous. I mean, we didn't come from a monkey. I mean, if you just look at all the science, and there's a great show called, I think it's called The Beginning of Genesis or whatever. It just shows there is no way we came from a single-celled organism, from monkeys or whatever. It's just ridiculous.
Well, but that's another thing that's taught to us, like it's just gospel truth, and it's shoved down our throat. And then eventually, if a lie is told long enough, then we believe it. And it affects all our life, our concepts of life. Our whole paradigm is built around that, and the school system certainly. And, well, that's why God's out of school. Why should God be in school if we're just beasts, if we're just animals, if we're just one-cell organisms and a little time? I mean, it's pretty crazy. Really appreciate your call. Any final thought that you may have?
I think for parents who have children in public school, if you really care about your child, you need to really invest time and understand what they are teaching your child, because you do not have as much influence on a child as the public school does. And if you think you do, then that's a joke.
Well, that's pretty strong, but I think that's where we're at. I think we assume as parents that, you know, we influence our children, but then we send them to a place 8 hours a day where they're basically captive audiences and force-fed who knows what. And it's hurting us, and we're seeing the result. And the next generation is undoubtedly has a socialist bent, which is completely un-American. Can anybody deny that? Can anybody deny that? Can anybody tell me that that's not true?
Well, let me tell you one quick short thing, and I'll stop talking. My sister, you know, we were raised, you know, we had guns, where our grandparents took us to, you know, shoot guns. Guns are safety, you know, you take the right protocols, you learn how to use the gun. Well, her daughter went on to be class president, you know, in California. And her daughter came home and was talking to us and said, yeah, no one should have a gun except for a police officer. And we were just like, are you serious? So it didn't even matter where we came from. Her daughter learned that in school, and she thought that was true. So like I said, your values are very questioned when you send them to a place that has been taken over, it's not the same public school that you think it is. And that's all I got to say.
Hmm. Well, very good points. Well, thank you for your call. All great points. Whose fault is this? Go look in the mirror. It's my fault. It's your fault. It's our fault. We have been complacent. The things that we've held dear, that we have made important, we have not been aggressive in valuing them. It's like we don't even value them, or we assume them, or we take them for granted. And so now they're starting to go away, or people are challenging, coming to take them with an agenda, with aggression, with passion, with momentum, with a plan. And we're sitting here like, what's that rooster from the cartoon, the Foghorn Leghorn? Oh, you know, what's going on here? Rodney Dangerfield. We have no idea. And it's... You are either going, we're at war. We're at war. And I've tried to say this as many different ways as I can. We are at war. Our way of life. Our values. And you are either going to be involved in it and help push it one way or another, or you're going to sit back and watch the tide just roll over you and steamroll everything that you hold dear. People who value morality, people who value religion, people who value God, people who value the Constitution, people who value individuality, people who value liberty. If you stand up and get even semi-aggressive, just a little bit aggressive, this will be over. If you sit back and are complacent and don't put the frickin' Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, you say, oh, what the difference is that? Just put the frickin' thing on your refrigerator, please. Okay? Please? It means something. It's an energetic punch right to the universe. It means something. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, then pretty soon it won't mean anything to this country. You either get involved, or you're going to be completely steamrolled in the America that you know and you love, and the status that our founding fathers gave us as an inheritance will be gone. Period. There is no more sideline and fence sitting. Period. Finish with some more news stories. New York columnist David Brooks comes under fire because he calls for respect for gun owners. Now, how crazy are these people? This is a very liberal columnist said, well, we need to respect gun owners and have a discussion with them and work together with them to find a solution. He even said that, which he wants to take guns, but he even came out that way, at least trying some sort of olive branch, and he got berated and called all kind of names and totally downtrodden by the socialists who want to take guns. This isn't about unification. This isn't about agreement. There is no unification. There is no agreement. You cannot agree with them. They want to take your guns. They think you are a beast. They think that they need to rule over you. The state is more powerful than you. They think you evolved from monkeys, single cell organism, and there's no divinity in you. You get it? That's what they believe. That's the core of all this. Trump, kind of another turn on its head. Trump, well, he is really a Teflon president in so many ways. Everything that's, sticks and stones may break my bones, rubber and glue, whatever bounces off me and sticks to you. Trump rates Obama and the Democrats for not doing enough to stop Russian interference. Now the Mueller indictments, all these indictments happened when Obama was president. So now he's turned out, well, Obama didn't do anything. It's pretty funny. Trump and Romney seem to have buried the hatchet. I trust him as far as I can throw my dog. And my dog's pretty heavy, ladies and gentlemen. Morning Joe host calls for Australia-style gun buyback program. NOAA's caught adjusting Big Freeze out of existence, falsifying documents again. Vitamin E could protect against gallstones. There you go. We have those products over at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Kelby Smith.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to Power Hour. We're very happy to be joined by our next guest, Kelby Smith. He has been involved in several business ventures. He's a father, he's a husband, and he had success in a lot of different ways: real estate, electronics firm, that kind of thing, computer firm. And he always had the question, like a lot of people, why is our Congress continuously passing things that hurt America? What is the deal? You know, it's one thing to be mad or what have you. So he went on a quest to answer that question, and he found some answers. 2012, he started His Advocates, hisadvocates.org, which is another quest, in my own words, from my experience when I met him. It's a opportunity for you to realize who you are under the law and to pull yourself out of this Babylonian system and really establish who you are under law, by constitutional law. And the difference is so shocking. And he's helped many, many people with foreclosure situations, legal situations, what have you, by these processes, by these ideas. They are not dead. And Kelby Smith is here from hisadvocates.org to talk about them and to bring up some very thought-provoking points. Kelby, welcome back to the Power Hour.
What an awesome introduction. Thank you, Daniel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good. Very good to have you on. It seems like people are trying to rip America from us as we speak. We better not sit down too long.
Yeah.
We've got to do something here. I wanted to have you on here to talk about some of these things that we may not be aware of. So just wherever you want to start, let's just go down there. American, U.S. citizen, what have you.
Yeah, you know, just on the, because our freedom is so important and the attack right now that's coming against gun rights, the Second Amendment, I just want to address that really quick because a lot of people really don't know how to deal with, and I'm not a conservative liberal. I don't like fake Democrat, Republican. I'm not that kind of a side taker. I'm conservative by nature, but, there is a reason why we have the Second Amendment, and I just had a recent dialogue with a school teacher from New York, and she was complaining about AR-15s, complaining about the gun violence and the programming that the media does and the government does to slowly implement ideals that are ridiculous. And so I wanted to coin something on your show, if you don't mind. We're going to call it fork violence so that we can attack heart disease, okay? Fork violence. We have to do something, Daniel, to get rid of the forks because it's causing heart disease. And it's the same.
I love it.
Yeah, it's the same thing that they are doing right now in the media towards people that are, either a Manchurian candidate or people that are, unfortunately sick, and it's just plain and simple a false flag. And if y'all don't know what a false flag is, we've had a lot of them on our soil, and I would suggest very highly taking a moment and going and looking that up, because her first response to me was, there's been 18 mass school shootings this year alone. There has to be something done. And that was a lot. And so we can't believe everything that we hear. And so what I want to start today with is don't trust a thing I say. Don't think about anything as if it's the truth. You need to investigate this stuff for yourself because it's that important. This isn't something that I would ever tell somebody unless I've looked it up in the law, unless I've been able to define it and see it and touch it and smell it. And I just want to say this. I started down this journey probably 8 years ago, actually about 10 years ago, but I started down the journey of jurisdiction about 8 years ago, and I could not believe what I discovered, and I ended up getting a passport about 6 years ago where I put on the passport application. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm not a U.S. person. I don't have a Social Security. I am not living in a zip code, and I define myself as a state citizen, state of the union citizen. And I did that under the pains and penalties of perjury as an affiant, and submitted a passport application, and lo and behold, I got a passport. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. If I could do that, and they acknowledge it, not only did I see it in the law and find it in the law, but think about this for a sec. Why would they give a passport if I told them I was not a U.S. citizen under the pains and penalties of perjury? Why would they give a passport if I told them I was not a resident of a state? And it's because there is a thing called the state citizen. And I'm going to assure you guys right now that Ben Franklin was not a United States citizen. They didn't even know what that was. They did not design the United States Corporation for the purposes of holding a government over America. It was something that was done for the purpose of taking away what we think, giving us an illusion of freedom and then slowly start implementing policy and procedure enforced by a policy enforcement officer, police enforcement officer, who, when you become that employee of the United States, when you become that surety, you're saying, I agree with what you're doing. I'm voting for you. I'm living on territory, which is not land, or I'm living within territory, which is not land. And I do agree that I'm an employee of the United States. And that's basically what everybody in this country is doing when they're doing a W-4 or a W-9 every single year. You're an employee of the United States, actually working for a subcorporation. So for me, it was a long, arduous, let me try to prove this thing wrong. Let me see if this thing doesn't exist. And when I got my passport, I'm like, okay, I have to go a whole nother level. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today is public-private, territory versus land, and what it means to register or not register something. Is that okay, Daniel?
Absolutely. I love where you're going. I think let's have this discussion. It's time that we have brought this up in America. It's time we discuss these things. We got about a minute before break, so kind of encapsulate what you're going to talk about on the other side. We have 1 minute.
All right. So let's just think about this. Everything is an illusion. Everything was designed to make you think something differently happened. They have given us the United States Corporation to take away or make you feel like you're still an American. They play the Declaration of Independence at the halftime show at the Super Bowl to make you feel like you're a party to that document, even though you've never signed your name to it. You don't even read it. You don't even know what it is. And you have a right in law, and I'm just going to close with this on this segment, in the Constitution, which is the supreme law of this land, you have the right in law to contract with any party that you wish, and that is the highest form of law on the land. Daniel.
Very good. It's a very good introduction. On the other side, let's get into public-private. Let's also talk about human, because we brought up that a bunch, a legal definition of human. Let's work that in somewhere into the discussion. But public versus private versus U.S. corporation. I know a lot of our audience is aware of these things. I'm sure people have questions about the passport. If you do have questions for Kelby, give us a call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll see you after this 6 minute break.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.